Hello, everybody, and welcome to the War Room. This one is for the UFC 284 co-main event for the interim featherweight title. Yair Rodriguez taking on Josh Emmett. Two very exciting strikers, quite different strikers. You know, you've got an aggressive, dynamic striker in Yair Rodriguez that's got a lot of different striking skills, can target many different areas of the body. And then you've got Josh Emmett, who puts you on the end of his right hand and puts you on the canvas. And that's pretty much his game. Everything revolves around that power that he's got. And he has got a good game to support it, but ultimately it's the right hand that you've got to be watching out for. It is a devastating punch. And Yair Rodriguez does leave himself a bit hittable sometimes, which I'll get into. Okay, tail of the tape. So 14-3 for Yair Rodriguez with one no contest. He's got 5 knockouts on his records and 3 submissions, an armbar, a triangle, and a rear naked choke. For Josh Emmett, his record is 18-2, 6 knockouts, 2 submissions, guillotine, and an arm triangle. Okay, before we go any further, this show, again, is brought to you by Athletic Greens. I love this stuff. It's fantastic. So this is my morning ritual. I grab my bottle. I put 12 ounces of water in it, put a scoop of Athletic Greens in it, and a dash of this D3 and K2, which you'll get with your package when you receive it. Super simple. Look at that. Mix it up. Drink this before my day starts, and it gives me all my baselines covered. 75 vitamins and minerals. My probiotics are covered. It gives me that peace of mind that as my day goes on, no matter what I'm doing and what I'm eating, I've got the nutrients in me that I need. So to get this deal, you need to go to athleticgreens.com/outlawed, outlawed with an ED. You will get the vitamin D and K2, year's supply. Lovely. And you will also get 5 free travel packs, which are very useful. I'm kind of running out. I've got a few over there left, but little travel pack, you throw it in your bag if you're going away, if you're out for the night, a couple of packs in your bag, you rip the top off, you mix it up just like that, and it's a serving in itself. Super simple, super easy. So go to athleticgreens.com/outlawed and you will get all these wonderful products coming your way. Okay, back to the analysis. Now we've got a 4-inch height advantage and a 1-inch reach advantage for Rodriguez. Now if we look at their statistics, now I don't think that the number of knockouts on Emmett's record really does him justice. I think he's a far more dangerous striker than that number suggests. Like, he's got 6 knockouts on his record, but then he's also the leader for knockdowns in this division. So first for knockdowns with 11, and Yair Rodriguez is not in that leaderboard at all. There really is a clear power difference between the two of them. So, for Josh Emmett, he's landed 665 total strikes with 11 knockdowns. Yair Rodriguez has landed 954 strikes with a total of 3 knockdowns. So there's a big difference there between the two. For Yair Rodriguez, he's landing 318 strikes per knockdown, and Josh Emmett is landing just over 60. So if you look at that purely as a power exchange, you've got to see Josh Emmett as being the more dominant fighter there. But the other thing you have to recognize is that the way that Yair Rodriguez fights is he breaks his opponents down by targeting several different areas of the body. And because the depth of Yair Rodriguez's striking game is such, there are lots of things that Josh Emmett has to be cautious of. Whereas if I'm Rodriguez, I have less to concern myself with. I'm less concerned about Josh Emmett's kicking game. I'm not really feeling like he's going to try and take me down to submit me. He might try and hold me up against the fence, take me down against the fence and work some ground and pound. That's a possibility. But ultimately, it's the power in his hands that we need to be careful of. So using Yair Rodriguez's height and reach advantage, you know, 4 inches in height, majority of that height advantage will be in his legs, and that's a big part of his game. If he's able to maintain his composure, move laterally, and keep stinging Josh Emmett from the outside with his front kicks and side kicks and body kicks and head kicks and low kicks, and just basically maintain that kicking range, stay on his bike, keep moving laterally, and keep his patience, I feel like he's going to be able to really do a lot of damage to Josh Emmett before Emmett's able to get close to Yair Rodriguez to do damage himself. And then when he does get close to Rodriguez, that's where Rodriguez's close range striking game comes in, because, you know, he is aggressive. He does have a lot of He does have a lot of determination to land those special knockout shots. So flying knees up the centre line, spinning elbows, rising elbows up the centre line are all going to be key. As well as, you know, front kick to the face, I could see that being a really useful weapon for Yair Rodriguez. Now, this is a 5-round fight with it being for an interim belt. We've seen Rodriguez go 5 rounds. I mean, let's call it 3 times. I put 2.9 in my notes because of the Korean Zombie fight. I don't doubt that Rodriguez has got conditioning to do 5 rounds. My concern in this one, and my concern generally for Yair Rodriguez when he's going in against these top flight fighters in his division, is whether he can manage the energy over 5 rounds in an intelligent way so he doesn't leave himself short in the last couple of rounds. Because if you look at the Max Holloway fight, he was very aggressive opening up. He was standing his ground when he didn't really need to. He was, you know, I mean, every time Max Holloway throws a punch, Yair Rodriguez is throwing a kick. So straight away, the offset of energy expenditure is different. It's much easier to throw a couple of strikes than it is to throw a head kick, even for Yair Rodriguez, who's very, you know, dynamic and explosive and flexible. It would be easier for him to throw a head kick than for me to throw one. But still, there's a greater energy expenditure to a kick than a punch. He has to manage that. So he has to use his footwork to stay away from Emmett. And he has to use that lead leg and that nice stinging jab that he's got to try and manage the distance without Emmett coming over the top with that massive right hand that we've seen him land. Now, for Emmett, if I'm fighting Yair Rodriguez, I don't want to be standing on the end of his kicks. But I will have recognized that when Yair Rodriguez does kick, like he was against Max Holloway, sometimes he leaves himself on the center line because he's quick, so he feels like he can get away with it. But he's also, sometimes he fights like he's trying to prove something, which I don't feel like he needs to prove anymore at this point in his career. There's still a bit of an immaturity to the way he fights sometimes, and I feel like it can leave him vulnerable. It does win him bonuses, that's for sure. He's got, 8 fight night bonuses. You know, people are always excited when Rodriguez is on the card. But the level that Rodriguez could reach is now down to the decision-making that he has in his fights, less about his technical skills. And of course, he's working on his technical skills, but I feel like he sometimes does himself an injustice by trying to be too aggressive, trying to fight too emotionally and leave himself available for shots that he doesn't really need to take, you know. If he was place sparring in the gym, he'd be just as damaging, but you wouldn't be able to hit him nearly as much. Whereas when he's taking on a Max Holloway or someone, it's like there's a desire to prove himself, and you know, when he realizes he doesn't need to do that anymore, his skills will speak for themselves. And I do feel like this is a very winnable fight for him for a lot of reasons. You know, Josh Emmett has had periods out in his career where he's been injured, he's been having surgeries, he's been dealing with a variety of different things. Because he's so lean and because he looks very overpowered for his frame, you tend to find that fighters like that, they damage themselves easier than others in training because of the amount of force they can exert in certain moments. And Josh Emmett to me seems like he's gonna crash and burn into the end of his MMA career with a body that's kind of half fallen apart. And I don't mean nothing by that, but it's my understanding of Josh Emmett and his physicality is that he's an absolute monster that is, to steal a phrase from a good friend of mine, he's a bit of a glass cannon. You know, he might be able to fire that cannonball and he might be able to take your head off with it, but he might also shatter in the process. And if I'm Yair Rodriguez, I'm taking confidence from that. And that would give me confidence to be patient, because I know that if I can stay away from him, I can keep spearing through his guard with that jab, just like Calvin Kattar did for 5 rounds, keep doing damage to this, cut him, maybe work on some scar tissue that we know is already there. And then same thing as Yair Rodriguez always does really well, kick the hell out of his lead leg, because everything about Emmett's game is that right hand. He's got a good game to support it, but it's all about landing that right hand. And every time he throws that, you can't throw a right hand without putting weight on your lead leg. It's impossible, or it's completely underpowered. So disabling that lead leg, working the calf, would be really, really wise. And the way that he was working that against Max Holloway, kick to the leg, kick to the leg, kick to the neck, because it's so quick, because he's so fluid with his striking, Max Holloway was only just able to get a guard up to those shots. I feel like there are ways he can expose Josh Emmett here by working a variety of targets. But ultimately, I feel like the most damage that Yaya Rodriguez can do will be up that centre line. You know, flying knees, rising elbows, front kicks, etc., etc. The only danger to those is that it also potentially leaves him in the centre line for that right hand of Josh Emmett. What else is there to say? I mean, five rounds. Like, we've just seen Josh Emmett do five rounds against Calvin Cater. That was the first time he went five rounds in his career. We've seen Yaya Rodriguez go five rounds a couple of, almost three times. But I still get the same feeling in the Yaya Rodriguez fights. Like, he starts really well, and then when it gets into those last couple of rounds, I feel like he's, I don't know. I just feel like he gets a little bit kind of loose and vulnerable because he doesn't have the same kind of energy that he did in the first rounds to be a bit more disciplined with his defense. Like, you remember against Holloway, he was drifting away with his chin in the air, and Josh Emmett will cover that distance and chase you down and land that right hand, especially because the difference between the two of them is, you know, Rodriguez is amazingly, he's about the same age as Max Holloway. They're 30 and 31, incredible. But 30-year-old, he's got, you know, easy another 5 years in this division, whereas Josh Emmett at, what is he, 36, 37 now. This might be his last opportunity to get his hands on a belt, which is going to make him far more ferocious and far more calculated and far more diligent, I would say, in his approach to breaking down Yaya Rodriguez to increase Josh Emmett's chances of landing his right hand. If I know this is my last opportunity, I'm going to do everything I can to stack the odds in my favor. Whereas if I'm Yaya Rodriguez, who does fight with confidence and emotion, he might feel like, well, I can see ways that I can beat him, so I'm going to do that. And it might close his mind off to some of the potential dangers that he might face against Josh Emmett. So we'll see. Ultimately, I feel like this is going to be a test to see whether Yaya Rodriguez is ready to be an interim champion or not. And if he's not, then Josh Emmett is going to show us by putting him on the canvas a few times. I did knock out numbers, didn't I, Jamie? I think I did. Yeah, I just don't feel like six knockouts out of 18 wins on Josh Emmett's record just doesn't do his striking power damage justice. I feel like he can do a lot more damage with that. I don't know. It's a risky fight for Yaya Rodriguez if he fights the same way that Max Holloway did, because he's going to be there to get hit by that right hand of Emmett. Who knows? It's a good fight. I'm excited for this one. It's a good card as well. Right, I'll crack on with the main event breakdown right now. So make sure you check out that after you've watched this one. Enjoy the fights, and I'll see you next time.